and this is Coast Community Radio. KMUNS Doria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially Boudelier's Point. Thanks for being there, here, everywhere. In these times, we need each other more than ever. It is 2:59 and time for Arts Live and Local here on your community radio station. And I feel very redundant, but once again, it's a very, very full weekend and week. I just about ran out of room with events happening, and I've got a very full show. Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the old Finnish meat market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. And support for Arts Live and Local comes in part from Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment in the Columbia Pacific, published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Daily Astorian, and online at coastweekend.com. So, with so much happening, I will play a little music and then bring you my first guest. My understanding is that Three for Silver is playing at Albatross tomorrow evening in Astoria. Well, if that's not happening, they are playing at the Fort George on December 4th. So let's have a listen and stay tuned to Coast Community Radio.
Well, let us go then, you and I. With the evening set out against the sky, the world seems small when we're alone. Let the moon and stars be our home. Well, do I dare?
Do I dare?
Talking of Michelangelo, but when I speak, I am not her, I am a tree, speaking to the birds. Would it have been worth it, after all, to have squeezed the universe into a ball? Could I?
Well, that is Three for Silver, and they are a delight to watch and listen to, playing all kinds of homemade instruments, or I'm not even sure what they are, but you can check them out. Again, they may be playing at the Albatross this weekend. They are playing at the Fort George on December 4th. But here's something I can almost certainly guarantee you, that tonight, opening at the Coaster Theater in in Cannon Beach, whoa, them's fighting words, aren't they? I better be careful. Playing at the Coaster Theater, It's a Wonderful Life. And I know it's from the 1946 classic film. It's an adaptation, but I'm going to let my guests tell you what it is. I'm sure as soon as they start talking, I'll remember. But it is opening tonight and running all the way through December 23rd. So this is basically their holiday show. And I think, again, that's something we may need. It's a Wonderful Life. We sure need to be reminded. It's running Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at I don't even know.
3 o'clock.
Three.
And it's not every Sunday.
No, so. No, no. That would be too easy, wouldn't it? So we'll get all the dates. And you have a talk back?
No, we do not do the talk back
okay.
anymore.
Okay, but so. You have a Thursday.
The Thursday, so we could fit it in for that weekend right before Christmas, since the 23rd is right before Christmas Eve.
Okay, very clever, very clever. So you definitely packed it in for a long run. The voice you just heard, you should all know it by now, that it was Sheila Schaefer, who is the director.
Yes.
Yes. Boy, I'm glad you can keep it straight. You live in Astoria now?
Yes, or I do. I've always lived in Astoria,
although I didn't know that because you were always at the Coaster.
A lot of people thought the same.
Right. And now you're directing in both places. So that's and you're acting as well, or not? You are still.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you were just in one a couple of weeks ago. That feels that way anyway. Maybe it was a month or so.
It was about a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Time flies. Well, my other two guests, though, are Stuart Martin and Karen Martin. And Stuart, have you been on this show before?
I don't think I have. I've been on other shows on KMUN, and I'm glad to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're both here, and you have been. And so, Karen, you said you have not been on KMUN.
Not on KMUN.
No. Okay. And I just read a small bit that said you decided to start acting because your husband was doing it all the time anyway. Is that true?
Well, I first started doing other things at the Coaster Theater behind the stage and stuff, and I've been on the board for 9 years.
Oh, good for you.
Just about to term out. But yes, actually, I had done a lot of public speaking in my career, but had decided I didn't really want to do the memorization and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Wasn't even sure if I could.
Right.
And but I would run lines with Stuart. And as we were driving to opening night of one play, we were going through the curves between Manzanita and Cannon Beach. And I suddenly couldn't look at the script anymore.
Good.
As I was doing lines, because it was making me carsick.
I understand that.
And I realized that I was still feeding him the lines, and I had actually memorized them without even trying.
Oh, that's
so I
great.
Said, okay, if I can do that, I can probably do it.
That is funny, isn't that? Oh, wow, I like that story, yeah. Well, you're brain is better than mine then, because I gave up on theater except for Reader's Theater, because I can no longer memorize lines. But Stuart, you've been doing the Coaster or others as well, other theater as well?
Well, I had never considered acting until I moved here in 2000 full time, and on a fluke went to watch a show, but there wasn't a show. They said, you could audition for Oklahoma.
Oh,
and I chuckled a bit, and I said, I'll come watch.
Yeah.
And they cast me as Carnes, the father of Ado Annie. And I had so much fun, I had to do it again and again. I've been in probably 27, 28 shows since I
moved
here. Oh, my
goodness. Yes, it is. It does grab you, because it is fun, and it's exciting.
It's very exciting. You have a great family feel with your actors.
Yes.
You get to be people you could never imagine. I've been murderers and cheapskates and cabin stewards. It's a lot of fun.
I see. That's an interesting aspect, too. And the Coaster Theater is a wonderful place, too, because from the audience point of view, every seat is a good seat. And it's an intimate theater, seats about 200, but it's still very intimate. And also, it's on that
nice raked audience,
What did you call it?
It's raked.
Yeah. Raked, yeah. Yes. Raked. As no leaves, but it's raked. And and that works well. So tell us about this play. Am I right? There's like 100 people in the cast?
It feels like it in the dressing room.
There's a dressing room. There's 16 adults and 4 children.
Holy
so a total of 20, yes.
And this isn't even a musical.
No, it's not.
How do you have such a big cast and such a... Okay, so give us an outline of the story.
Well, I think most people know the classic Americana holiday perennial, It's a Wonderful Life, with the everyman George Bailey, who has been trying to get out of the small town all his life, and for one reason or another keeps on getting stuck there, and he has a wonderful... family and friends, and but something happens, and he suddenly decides that maybe it's better that he's not there, and his guardian angel comes down and And gives them a dose of reality.
Who's playing the guardian angel?
Our very own Slab Slabinski.
Oh, my.
Clarence Oddbody, AS2, Angel Second Class.
I love it. That's great, Slab. Another KMUN programmer, too. That's wonderful. So when did you start working on this? Because even though it's familiar, actors have to really get a handle on it. And, there's so many people and so many interactions.
Well, I started at the around the 25th of September, right after Susie's show closed, like the day after.
Wow.
And I had to break down the play into 25 different scenes. So, because there's a lot of on and off, various venues, various times that go back and forth.
When you say you had to break them down, you mean you have just the script?
The script is devised, this particular script is devised as small scenes that come and go. So it's a matter of, first it starts on the bridge with George and Clarence at the moment of decision, I would call it, and then goes into some flashback scenes, and then continues on with the bridge, and then updates to the present. But it goes from the bridge to Potter's office, to the Bailey house, to the street scenes.
So did you have, and are there different people?
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you didn't have to have everybody come in.
No.
People rehearsed separately.
The very nice thing about this particular script is that the only person that had to be there all the time was Ben Rutterman, who plays George Bailey.
I see.
So he has the lead. But it was very nice to be able to break up my rehearsals where I only needed him and whoever was in that scene, so I didn't have to have everybody there every night, which freed up
I'm sure
their time as well.
Makes it possible. So, are you, Karen, are you and Stuart, the two of you, in scenes together? What parts are you?
Not really. I think we may be on stage at one time or another. But no, I play Aunt Tilly, who is married to Uncle Billy, if people remember that.
And actually in the movie, it was Cousin Tilly. They slightly altered it for the stage sake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And so I have a few scenes, and it's a lot of fun. And I play opposite Billy is David Sweeney, who I'm sure you know. And it's my pleasure to be able to act with David again because we were in Importance of Being Earnest together.
So when did you start acting in these? Did you
about 5 years ago?
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
So you are.
And I've been in about 10 plays now. So
you're experienced now.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? You just never know what's going to come up in your life.
Absolutely.
And seduce you onto the
That's
stage
right.
and out of your regular life. Not you, Sheila. Are either of you still working day jobs?
No.
You're retired.
We're fortunate to be retired, although we have a lot of other volunteer activities.
I'm sure. Yeah, I was going to say that. It takes a lot of time and commitment. So, what is it that you, Stuart mentioned already, but what do you like about being in theater, Karen? What is it?
Well, some of what he does, the sense of family is wonderful. The things of doing, being somebody you're not. I think I'm a pretty nice person. I seem to get cast often.
She's looking around to make sure everybody agrees.
Is that okay? Everybody agrees. but I get cast a lot as the mean old person, the mean witch of whatever is this situation. Not in this play. I'm
well, there aren't any in this play.
There's one.
The bank guy.
Or two.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but we won't talk about relating that to the rest of life. But does it feel better when you, it's fun to play these bad guys, as Stuart was saying.
It is.
But does it feel better or worse, or it's just different when you're playing the good guy and the nice people?
Oh, it's just different. It's just being somebody you're not. You know, you just get into that character and do that for that period of time.
I remember I once was in, it was an original version of some fairy tale, but I had to stand up. I was the bad witch. I know. I was Thornberry in whatever play that was. And I had to say, kill, kill, kill. And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. I hate this.
Yes.
Especially since the director allegedly typecast me. It made me really...
Oh, no.
I don't think she liked me. Oh, yes. Well.
One of the things I'd like to say about... I'm particularly thrilled with this cast and our director, who is wonderful.
Yes.
But as a board member of the Coaster Theater, one of the things that I love about the way this cast came together is there are members of this cast that live everywhere from Astoria to Tillamook.
Yes. Nice. I would say it's pretty much split up equally in thirds. I have a third of my cast from Astoria, a third from Tillamook, Nehalem, Manzanita, and a third from Cannon Beach Seaside.
So. And we talked about this last time, too. I love the fact that everybody is mixing it up now. And it's so much, it just makes it that much richer being able to add this. What's the age range in this?
Oh, 7 to...
She's looking at you, Stuart.
To adult.
to adult. I would say 70s.
Senior adult.
70s.
Seniors. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Well, the play opens tonight, the 18th, and it runs through December 23rd. You can call the Coaster at 503-436-1242. Get your tickets that way. Or can you get them online?
Yes, you can go to the website, coastertheater.com, and purchase them over their website there.
Okay, and that's theater with an R-E. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so here's the deal. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30. 3 o'clock on Sundays, the 27th. That's not this Sunday. And the 4th of December and the 18th of December. And then, just for good luck, Thursday, the 22nd.
The 23rd.
23rd. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you said that. How did I write the 22nd? That's December 23rd. Okay. And then I also noticed that the next play coming up has auditions, and that is The Mousetrap.
Mm-hmm. Susie Brown will be directing that.
Oh, is that right?
And she is also my Ma Bailey. So she'll be
fun.
So she's going to be.
Yeah, who are some of the other folks in this?
Oh, I think you might know a couple of them besides Slab and Susie. There is also Bill Hamm.
Who did a fabulous Leonard Cohen show, by the way, folks.
Yes.
If you want to, you can still hear it. He did it on Wednesday, not on his Wow and Flutter. It was the best.
And we have Marcus Brown from Astor Street and David Sweeney, which Karen mentioned, mm-hmm. Ben Rutterman, Emily Dante. I'm not going to remember everybody.
Bob Goldberg.
Who isn't
here.
Who's supposed to be
notably.
Afton and Tim Garvin.
Mm. But we said there were so many, we're not going to be able to name them all, but you get the idea. It's quite a notable cast. Again, 503-436-1242 or coastertheater.com. Anything else we need to...
Before we go, Carol, I want to give you this little card with a jingle bell on it because you're part of the family of what makes theater possible.
Thank you.
Up and down the North Coast, not only on your show, but also as a patron. So.
Oh, thank you. You're going to make me cry. That's very sweet.
And I will say, get your tickets because some of the dates are starting to fill up very rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is a favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a very popular play, and it's an all-age play, too. So, well, thank you so much for coming in. It's a wonderful life. We need to remember that in these times and all times, and the Coaster Theater is going to help you do that. So thanks so much for coming in, my guests.
Thank you.
Karen and Stuart Martin and Sheila Schaefer. Thanks. And I'm going to put on a very special piece of music right now, which I have never heard before, and this is an original piece. The song was written by Piers Christie, and it's performed by Piers and added to by several people, including his daughter Heather Christie, Philip Peltier, and Jeffrey Reynolds. And I think it's going to be a real treat. And then stay tuned, because we're going to hear about the wonderful way you can help out and have a good time tonight.
One, two, three, four. Two. Victorian homes echo foghorn tones as the freighter passes by. That's the Astoria of my life. The port docks, the closed up shops, they're the oldest in the West. That's the Astoria of my life. Got your big creek, your Clats Canal, coming back from Seaside Crown, meanwhile. That's the Astoria of my life. Young's River falls, Neocony calls from the short sands by the sea. That's the Astoria of my life. Elk and berries, crab, salmon and clams, living off the fat of the land. That's the Astoria of my life.
Yes, it is. That's, I can't hear some of the things that I want to say. That's the Astoria of my life. Father's
Wow. This is great. Ooh, that's Spud Siegel is joining in the mix on that one. That is, Spud, why don't you tell us, what is that song? Tell us about it.
Well, that's a song that Pierce wrote. Actually, he was on a fishing boat, went to California. I believe this is the story because it was many years ago, back in the early 80s or right around that time. And he came back. He had this great Paramount guitar, which he ended up getting to Rhett, his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she played the heck out of that after that. But I think he found that guitar in California. And but anyway, he came back with that song. And
he wrote it.
He wrote that song, yeah, and it was great. He played it for me, and I was like, man, I want to learn that song. So he wrote it down in my little songbook that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just flipping through it because I wanted to perform it tonight.
Mm.
And but I haven't heard the recording version. I was just listening to it, and there's
okay,
a bridge.
So,
he talked about writing a bridge to it. But.
Well, here's the deal, apparently. Well, Heidi, do you know how this all came about? Heidi Johnson is here.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi. We have two former KMUN programmers in the room, two very good friends of KMUN and of the station and of Pierce Christie. So we have three of us, actually, who really, we really care.
We do.
So what have you gone and done, Heidi?
Oh, it wasn't me. I've helped a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Robinette of the Maritime Bar and Grill has mainly spearheaded this. And it's pretty amazing. This song, actually, Philip Pelletier, her Heather Christie's boyfriend and partner,
mm-hmm.
Produced a video to go along with this song. And it's going to be the world release of this
tonight.
Song and video that Pierce wrote a long
time
ago.
So
they found a recording that he had made. And then Jeffrey Reynolds got to cover. They inlaid on top of it.
Jeffrey and Heather Christie, his daughter, Pierce's daughter, whom we all know and love, and Philip, who plays guitar, and Jeffrey on violin or fiddle. And so then Philip took the whole production and then made a video. So
to go along with it. It's really
and what's
pretty.
What's happening tonight that we're going to get to see this?
Yeah, tonight we have organized a benefit for Pierce Christie to help out with those exceedingly increasing hospital bills. He's doing very well, by the way, getting better all the time.
Fabulous.
Yeah, which
That's
is really
so
awesome
exciting.
News. And hopefully we're going to have a live feed to him from the event
oh,
tonight,
really?
Which would be so great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But there's we're going to have several acts, some comedians and musicians starting at 7:30. And at 7 p.m. starts a silent auction.
Mm.
So many people and businesses in the community have been donating gifts
yeah.
and things to put into the silent auction. So you can get your Christmas shopping done all in one night tonight.
I saw the only one I saw online was Debbie Twombly did one of her fabulous wooden stools. She painted the top and
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. She's done those very rarely, but she's done them before, and that is something special.
There's going to be artwork. There's gift certificates from stores like Bikes and Beyond and Gimry's Rusty Cup, Commercial Street Antiques, Purple Cow Toys, Sweater Heads,
wow.
Astor Street Opry gift tickets,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. There's going to be packages
mm-hmm.
with trips and
oh my God.
All kinds of fun stuff.
So, folks.
Oh, there's even an amp.
An amp?
An amp. So,
oh my
somebody's
goodness.
Donating an amp. That's
yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Pierce Christie is the proprietor and owner of the Malternative, which many of us have used and enjoyed. Locals as well as folks from out of town who come for whether it's the tenor guitar and end up walking away with an instrument, or I got some African cowbells there one time, and you just never know what you're going to find.
And that store has been an icon of Astoria for, I think, 30 years now or more.
I don't think it's that long.
Almost.
Is it? Really?
At
oh
least
my gosh.
25 for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as Heidi said, Pierce, I'm so glad to hear Pierce is getting better. I read those and get excited when it's happening. So folks, local businesses are participating. And then Spud is here because, well, you tell us, Spud, who's going to be playing tonight?
Well, tonight we have it'll be our band, the Columbians, which we play a lot as a trio. It's the trio that's playing tonight, but we have a great banjo player that can't join us tonight. But we are going to add Lorenzo Minor Carlson.
Oh, okay.
And he will be playing ukulele.
He was on my folk show just a week and a half ago or something.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And he's He's sat in with us before, so mm-hmm. we'll be doing.
So who else is you?
Well, it'll be Joel Marshall, who plays guitar with the Floating Glass Balls.
Right.
I got to play with them last night.
That was fun. Yeah.
And Bill Hulig.
Oh, Bill
on bass.
Bass, excellent. And you're going to play how many instruments?
We'll be playing. Just be playing mandolin.
Oh, okay. All right.
But they're playing for the meat of the portion of the evening from 8:30 to 10:30, and. Yeah, and there's a cover. A suggested donation at the door. Right. All goes to Pierce.
Everything tonight is going to help pay the bills,
including
this.
A specialty Pierce's favorite cocktail.
The Greyhound.
So we have fresh squeezed ruby red grapefruit juice to make with your Greyhounds, and all the Greyhounds are going to Pierce.
I can't believe this. I just met that drink. On September 15th, I was at a memorial, and somebody was drinking it, and it looked so good. I tried it, and now it's my favorite. So
delicious. And good for you,
mostly. I'm sure. Yes, it's got fruit in it, too. Yeah. So what kind of music are you going to be playing? The Colombians. There are people listening who don't know the Floating Glass Balls.
Right? That's true. Or the Colombians, possibly.
Or the Colombians.
We play all acoustic into microphones, mandolin, guitar, and upright bass, and the ukulele, of course, will be there. And we play kind of a wide mix of Americana stuff, some original stuff, some bluegrassy, some Bob Dylan, Neil Young.
Do you take requests?
And if we know it.
Okay.
If we know it, we'll play the requests. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a real treat to have you here, Spud, because you don't live here anymore. We used to hear you.
Although
all...
I do come here quite a bit. I mean, quite a bit, maybe once or twice a month.
Yeah.
And I try to take part in the Troll Radio as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's much appreciated. Once you're a member of this community, you kind of stay a member of this community, even if you go far away.
Right.
That's true.
Well, I remember, you know, I mean, I met Pierce like when I was like 18, so I was like, I was like 40 years ago.
Whoa.
Whatever, you know.
Are you that old already?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Heck. Anyway, and his family, they are all so nice and took care of me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I worked out there at the farm some, and
yep.
We got a lot of stories to tell, and maybe we'll tell some of those stories tonight.
Oh, that would be fun, too, if people want to share some stories, because, the whole family, we mentioned Heather, his daughter, Retta Christie, is one of Pierce's siblings, who's... used to be a KMUN programmer along with Jim.
And I hear her every Monday just about on KBOO. I mean, she does a great show there. So
I don't know if this is true or if I dreamed it, that she might be coming to do a show on KMUN. I may have dreamed that, but we'll
see. She would probably like to. I'm sure she would.
Well, we would love to have her here.
Oh, she's great. What a great record collection. Of course,
and a great musician, too.
She had a great combination with Jimmy Goodwin, because he had the great record collection, too, and she just brought some of those out of the cupboard there. That was great.
That was so fun.
And she continues to do that.
The scene here. And Pierce, of course, in addition to being the entrepreneur and the KMUN programmer, is, of course, a drummer and played with many and whenever possible. So what about you, Heidi? How did you know Pierce?
I've known him since I first came to town, and I've been involved with the alternative for at least since 2003, I think. So
when did you come?
In 98.
Okay. Yeah, and I've known Pierce feels like forever.
Yeah.
Too. So yeah, as parents were wonderful,
oh, they were
too,
great.
John and Peg.
Yeah,
and,
oh, man.
Yeah.
So, we cut cedar together, too, Pierce and I. We were cedar pirates for a while.
So I think there'll be people here tonight from all walks of life in this community.
It's going to be a big family reunion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Extended family as well as, So please, the Maritime Tavern is on the corner of 10th and Marine Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you haven't been there recently, like when did
they took over 2 years ago?
Just 2 years ago.
Oh.
So it's changed quite a bit in tenor and in community involvement and all kinds of things, as you can tell right now. So come and join us, and great food, and you can have a good time, see your friends, listen to fabulous music, and bid on all kinds of good things. And just remember that everything goes to support our friend and colleague, and this is an opportunity. So if you need more information, is there a phone number there or something like that?
Oh, you can find it.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. It's just Merry Time.
And for the old timers, you know, from the Astorians, it used to be called TJ's.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that?
Right, of course. Yes. Oh, that was way back.
That's in Pierce's song, too.
Oh, I think Pierce actually had something to do with the Merry Time's name. I think he jokingly suggested it
to
somebody.
I think we're going to hear some good stories tonight, too. If you don't know Pierce and you don't know anyone else that we've mentioned, then you definitely need to come and discover another part of Astoria, because this is a very special time for everybody to come together. And
there's also the other benefit happening on the 26th at the Moose Lodge.
That's right. There'll be another opportunity next week to support a friend and to have a good time, come together. We need to celebrate one another. So, okay, Heidi Johnson and Spud Siegel, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else we need to? Okay,
you've
we'll
got a
see
lot.
You tonight.
You got a lot on the bill there. I know, Carol.
I know.
So thank you for doing your great work.
Yes, thank you, Carol.
Keeping everything going.
Thanks. Ciao. Okay, Pierce, hope you're out there. We'll see y'all tonight. Got some music lined up from Carolyn Crusoe. She's going to be in a house concert this Sunday in Oysterville. KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5.
Fiery spears of orange I love, piercing the rain, fresh and sky. Giant agave softly curves like some surrealistic sculpture to my eye. Bougainvillea draped by Marilyn Monroe's eyes, over windows with horns, half hidden by hungry edges, left from wild seed hair.
That is Carolyn Crusoe, and she's also a hammer dulcimer genius. So I have here in the studio a good friend and a new person. So that's always fun. Betty Lou Krause is here. Hi, Betty Lou.
Hi, Carol.
Good to have you here.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And also Linda Marsh. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
And you are new to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to, yeah, and you haven't been on KMUN before.
No, I haven't.
Okay, we have a KMUN virgin. Only one. Well, it's all over now. You're done.
No,
you're
done.
That was real quick. So they are here because the Peninsula Arts Association is having its 9th annual studio tour next weekend, and that will be actually Friday and Saturday right after Thanksgiving. And Betty Lou got lucky enough to be the chairperson. I was kind of surprised because you come and go a lot because you work in fascinating work all over the place in Alaska and down south, but I guess you're here for a while.
Yeah, I'm doing less of that now and more art.
Okay, and just in 10 words, tell us what that interesting job is.
Oh, my other job. I work as a shipboard naturalist for a company, Lindblad Expeditions, who partnered with National Geographic, and we have little ships all over the world, and we take people out to see wild places.
Yeah. So if you want to see wild places, get in touch with Betty Lou. She probably knows some around here, too. I don't want to speak for you, but you never know. Linda, and your art form is painting.
I'm a painter. My medium is acrylics on canvas and expressionist nature. It's that expressing that love for wild places.
Right. And you've also done tiles and cards and other good things. Now, Linda, I only know Linda Marsh has Marsh Pottery in Ilwaco.
Yes.
So that tells me you work in clay.
Yes.
That's about all it tells me. So tell us about your work.
That is correct. I have a studio up in Sahale in Ilwaco, and we have a full-blown type studio. I do pottery throwing on the wheel. I have a table where I can roll out the clay and have nice slabs of clay for hand building, and I have classes there, too.
You give classes?
Yes.
And you have a kiln?
Yep, I have a kiln.
Okay. Where are you from? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in eastern Oregon, but my husband was born in Ilwaco and raised on the peninsula.
Oh, my goodness.
And been married to him for 50 years,
oh,
so we've been around for a while.
Goodness, how fantastic. I'm surprised I haven't met you. You have a really good voice. We might have to get you on the radio or theater or something, but it sounds like you're pretty busy with the pottery. How long have you been had the business where you're actually teaching as well as opposed to just making your own work?
I retired in 2010
from
Clerk Treasure in Eastern Washington, and we moved back to Ilwaco because that's where our home is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I opened up a studio there, took some more classes on wheel throwing and on hand building from Clatsop Community College.
From Richard.
From
perhaps.
Richard. Yes. And so I just got into it and then started having people over and then started teaching classes and
mm-hmm.
now so having lots of fun.
I bet you are, yeah. Well, had you been doing pottery before?
Yes, actually a few years back, more the ceramics part of it, though. I owned a ceramic shop in Ilwaco at one time down on the port.
Oh.
And so been doing ceramics and pottery for
now,
years.
How do you define ceramics as opposed to pottery?
Ceramics is about the same thing. It's everything. But when I say it, I'm thinking ceramics as what you would pour into a mold.
Oh, I
and
see.
And it's not
like
handmade.
Slip?
Yes, with
oh,
slip.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy, you really moved into the art world there.
Yes.
Coming to the pottery and stuff. So fantastic. So now how does this, so we're saying that the studios and galleries and shops are from Ilwaco to Oysterville. So I gather that you're part of the Ilwaco crowd. You've got a big group of artists. What do you have, Betty Lynn?
We have a total of 20 artists in 16 venues this year.
Nice.
So up and down the two roads, it just makes for a great tour of the peninsula, all these little byways and side roads and fascinating little places where people make art.
And you have a very comprehensive map here, which looks as though it would get people to where they want to go. Is it really as clear as you make it look?
I worked really hard to get that map right, Carol.
Really good. I have no sense of direction. My life depends on maps. So when I see one like this, I go, wow, this is great. I could find all these places. The only thing is, well, it is 2 days.
It is 2 days.
And that's good because there are, as you mentioned, 16 different venues.
Yes, and there will be demonstrations at quite a few of them, certainly at Linda's.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will have a little something if you get a little peckish as you're out on the road exploring.
So they'll have goodies to share.
They'll have goodies to share. And
okay, so you can you start anywhere?
You can start anywhere. Every venue will have maps.
Oh,
so there will be signs from the time you get over the bridge to lead you to every studio, no matter how many twists and turns there are.
Right. And yes, I'm seeing that. So, Linda, yours is the only venue in Ilwaco, but you have two of you there.
Yes.
Debbie Houkston.
Yes.
Okay. And then up to Long Beach, or you can go. Who's number five? Oh, is that considered? Okay, I see. On both sides of the peninsula. I'm going to keep this map even after. I'm going to keep it in my car for use for to know where everybody is. So give us names of some of the artists with their work. Do you have any new people this year?
We do. Way up north in that number one spot near Don Perry is an artist, Betsy Nelson, and she's an amazing professional. She also resides part-time in Sedona, Arizona, and she does workshops and classes, and she's published. You can also see some of her work at Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park. She's a wonderful person and a fabulous kind of atmospheric artist with lots of color and oils, mostly. Don Perry, he's very popular. You might know his metal work.
Right.
He does the plasma cutting, and he has things you can hang outside or inside or put in your gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So a wonderful artist. I'm third on the list there. So I have my art on lots of things, cards, ornaments, tiles. I have a new long sleeve cotton T-shirt. And also at my studio, Vicky Branch is joining me.
Mm.
And she's a wonderful glass artist. Mm-hmm. Everything from jewelry to wind chimes and ornaments. And just a few blocks away, Michelle Nakwaya. You'd never know what she's going to be into. So everything from knit pieces to mosaics, just a fun, interesting studio. Actually, her house is pretty much mosaic now, too.
Oh, so nice. We're not going to be able to go through everybody, because I still have one more guest, more artists coming in. But you can get the idea, folks. It goes up and down. Weigarts are here on Bay Avenue, I see, and Andrea Ware. Wire or Ware? How do you pronounce it?
Weir.
Yeah. Bay Avenue Gallery is going to be open with Sue Raymond and lots of other people.
Well, yeah, there's
everybody's stuff is in there.
50 artists represented there.
I had no idea. It didn't seem that big enough. And I see Elizabeth von Zimmerman and Penny.
Penny's studio I visited last week, and it overlooks the bay. So you might want to make a point of just stopping
well,
there.
Well, folks, I highly recommend you get up. Now, this is next week, Friday and Saturday. Head on over, or head up or down, depending on where you're starting from. Grab one of these maps. And you said there will be signs out.
There will be signs everywhere. And there are maps available. And the map will be published in the Chinook Observer week, too.
Okay, so you can definitely get a map and follow around and find your way. It's going to be great. Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Linda.
Nice meeting you.
I look forward to seeing your work. And Betty Lou, it's always good to see you.
Thank you, Carol.
In the studio. And thanks for making this terrific map.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You can also download and print a map on beachartist.org.
Okay. Is that artist singular or?
It's singular.
Okay. Beachartist.org. Excellent. Next weekend, 10 to 4, for 2 days, you can get yourself up there. And, I see beachartist.org right down here. You're good. You've got everything in. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Carol.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I have a piece of music by, I think I've got, well, I'm not sure, so let's just go for it and find out. It might be Lauren. I'm hoping that it's Lauren Sheehan. Oh, yes. There it is. It's, it's going to be Lauren Sheehan as soon as I put it in. So there, because Lauren is playing in Arch Cape at a house concert, and she will be, that will be on December 2nd, and she is a dynamite musician, and actually Spud's played with her too. So have a listen, stay tuned. Thanks for being here, folks.
Hey, 25 cents a saucer, 75 cents a cup. It's an extra dollar popper if you want to keep it up. But won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to you. Won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to you. Drop down, Daddy. Rock away my blues. Shut the door, Daddy.
Well, while you're listening to Lauren, isn't she sound great? Maybe we'll get some more of her a little bit later. But I did want to let you know that in addition to the Piers Christie Silent Auction and Show tonight at the Maritime, and the Coaster Theater opening. Also, the Peninsula Players have the Ramblings, and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and the Art Loft till 5 today here in Astoria, and then 10 to 5 tomorrow, Nancy Kerrigan's Jewelry Trunk Show. North Oregon Coast Symphony is playing at the Performing Arts Center tonight at 7 p.m., Peace and Harmony. And they'll be Sunday at Rockaway Community Center at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful concert. Riverbend at the NCRD, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. And Astoria Library has Humanities tonight at Place. Sandtrap tonight, Folkslinger. And tomorrow, Astoria High School and Astoria Middle School have an art sale at Barbie's, 5 to 7. Ilwaco High School is doing CSI, Christmas Scene Investigators. That's a cute idea. Peninsula Arts Center is featuring Louis Longmire, who's going to be up at the Adrift after that. And a fabulous opportunity once again to benefit this community at tomorrow evening, the Blue Scorcher, one of the wonderful businesses here that's totally generous with our community, as it's celebrating its 10th anniversary with a country dance at the Neatail Grange. And there's so much more happening, folks, but I've got two fabulous artists in here with me right now, and I want them to tell you what they are doing, because they are both represented in my home, I know, because I love their art, and they look so good together here, too. Terry Remington and Kitty Pano are here. They do very different kinds of art, but they are very good friends, and they both believe in seeking the light. And so the show is called Solstice Enlightened, as the days darken, metaphorically as well as climate-wise. We need to celebrate the joy of life, and they are doing so at Grace Episcopal Church Gallery. And that's happening this Sunday is the opening from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's going to run all the way through January 3rd. How wonderful. Hey, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And I'm delighted because last time you were here, we were celebrating Kitty's just a kid. We were celebrating Terry Remington's 80th birthday, which you would not believe. You will not. If you take a look at this woman, there's no way you will believe it. And her art, which still is forthcoming. But this time, and I said, Kitty, where's your art? And you said, and now finally we're going to have you both out in the open. So welcome. So tell us, what have you got? What are you going to be showing?
I have a whole new series of things I've just been working on. I haven't shown for a long time, but they're multimedia.
Uh-huh.
And we both, Terry and I, we talk a lot about light and how to get light and contrast. So trying to do that with multimedia papers and branches and whatever that I can get together to do that.
What do you, you do stuff with paper, though, too.
I do, yeah.
Like what?
Well, I'll take a washi paper. I like to make a palette before a painting, so I'll take maybe washi papers or different kinds of paper.
Washi is
a paper that doesn't shrink, kind of a Japanese process.
Oh.
Any paper that doesn't shrink, and I just discovered, this is new to me, that like the Daily Astorian started using a new ink not long ago, and it doesn't smudge. So you can actually put those in your paintings and now if you're doing kind of a collage-y multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using that. So anything paper that doesn't shrink, I can use.
So the reason you want it not to shrink is because otherwise what?
I can control it then a little bit better. If they shrink, then they wrinkle or they do different things. So, and then I paint acrylics on top of them.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you do, representational or abstract? Or what are you doing these days?
A lot of these are, it's a combination of abstract with representational. I'm kind of losing my eyesight a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was expected about now. So I noticed they're not quite as, like, I call them heart attack paintings. they're more loose and
mm-hmm.
flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've done some very fine fine
so these
works.
Are, I love doing fish and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know.
So there's
I have
a lot of crows and salmon.
Series
and
of your cards of that. And then also the flowers that you did.
Yeah.
Some beautiful flowers.
Thank
so
you.
Did you two, and then Terry, you'll tell us a little bit more about yours, but did you work together at some point on this or, in the same space or?
Well, she's tired. what ends up happening is I got pretty frustrated sometimes. So she would come and look at what I was doing and talk about, well, how about contrast? How about doing this? How about trying
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't this painting working?
Mm-hmm.
And then she has me come over and do the same at her house.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because often an artist is alone. And so you are trying to figure that out by yourself. Why isn't this working? I have a friend whom you respect who's also an artist. So Terry, tell us about what you've done and also how it's affected, whether it's different because you're working together. So,
well, you know that I have a bumper sticker on my car that lots of people have. It says, "Art saves lives." And it really does, because trying to figure out how to do a show about light when we really need some light right now. Kind of like you can't paint it if you don't feel it. So bringing the light into your life in order to be able to paint it just has become very important. But I'm basically doing the same trees. When I try to do something else, everybody says, well, I want a tree. I run out of trees.
Yeah, but your process is one that is, in my experience, unique. And I know you feel like, but I just told everybody, but there are people who are hearing you today for the very first time.
No.
So, uh-oh. Well, you know, you may be saved by the bell because we're almost done, but Terry's work is actually very sculptural. It is a sculptor. It's a mixture of sculpture and painting, and it's quite wonderful.
Vivid colors this time.
Oh,
very
really?
Vivid, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's clay on top of a painted painting, so that basically covers it.
Right, but it's all mixed up in there, the paint and the clay and the friendship and the light. And thank you so much, because you to are bringing light into all our lives. Folks, you can see their work at Grace Episcopal Gallery. For those of you who are involved with KMUN, that's in the space where we always have our meetings, our annual meeting. And it's 1545 Franklin, right up the street from the station. And the opening will be 11 to 1 on Sunday the 20th. And Solstice Enlightened. Thanks so much for doing it and for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Radio. Okay. It is time to move on. It's KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB, Tillamook, 89.5. Make peace and make light.